You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vrinska from Showtime, URN's one and only specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our brand new podcast, Spotlight On, where each week I focus on a different show or song or composer or theatrical event to let you know how you can keep up to date and involved in our wonderful theatre community, even when everything's shut down as it currently is. Last week, I was chatting about the musical Eugenius, which was broadcast on Facebook for you to watch in its entirety. I'll put the link in the description below if you want to catch up and find out how you can watch it for yourself, because it's really good. But tonight, I know I'm going to make a lot of people very happy with this true fan favourite, because tonight, Showtime Spotlight is falling on six. Yes, it's the pop concert about the wives of Henry VIII, which has just gone from strength to strength to strength. It started off as a student show at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival after being written by Toby Marlowe and Lucy Moss while they were students at Cambridge. And while it was up at the Fringe, it was seen by some big name producers who brought it straight down to London, and the rest, as they say, is history, or rather herstory when we're talking about six. Since then, it's played pretty much non-stop in the West End, has had one and a bit UK tours, premiered in Chicago last year, has been running on a Norwegian cruise line, opened at the Sydney Blumenthal Opera House in January, and then began previews on Broadway in February this year. It really is the show that could, from these pretty humble beginnings at the Fringe Festival to becoming one of the biggest shows, literally, in the world right now. I'm so weirdly proud of everyone involved in Six, and have to say, they've done such a fantastic job. If you haven't heard the music of it yet, do give the cast recording a listen. It's available everywhere online, you know, YouTube and Spotify, Apple Music, you name it. It is just banger after banger after banger, so definitely give it a listen. And the way the show is staged is so that each of Henry VIII's six wives kind of has her chance to stand in the spotlight and tell her side of events through the medium of a pop power ballad, usually. And while they all start off trying to compete to see who had it worst, Catherine Parr, the final wife, quite accurately points out that none of them would have ever been remembered if it weren't for the husband that they all share, and how actually it's kind of about damn time they reclaim their own stories for themselves. Hence, herstory. So it really is just this celebration of girl power, but with the added bonus of just phenomenally catchy tunes. And what I especially love about the music of Six is that you kind of end up going through phases with the songs. So when I first saw the show back in 2018, I bought the cast recording and it quickly became our go-to CD in the car. And you find that different songs become your favourites at different times. So I started off with Don't Lose Your Head, the aptly named Anne Boleyn song, but then ended up moving on to Get Down, which is Anne of Cleves' brilliant hip-hop inspired rap, then on to No Way, which has this real Spanish salsa flair for Catherine of Aragon, and then I Don't Need Your Love, because it just has the most glorious harmonies, but is this real celebration of female independence performed by Catherine Parr. What I'm saying is, the music is good, and if you haven't heard any of it yet, now is your chance to make up for that. It's sort of like Hamilton crossed with Horrible Histories, crossed with just general pop divas. Honestly, it makes so much more sense when you hear it, so do give it a listen. But why have I made it the subject of tonight's Spotlight On podcast? Well, you may know that Six was currently doing a massive tour of the UK. It began in Guildford last October, and this week it was meant to be in Nottingham. Now, understandably, I've been very, very excited about this for a long time. I'd got tickets to go multiple times during the week, and I know there are a lot of people who are thoroughly disappointed that due to the coronavirus outbreak, they're going to miss out on seeing it. Not just here in Nottingham, of course, but right across the country. But don't worry, because I'm here with a solution. You see, Six is one of these very modern shows that has tried to kind of acknowledge, shall we say, or rather embrace the idea of using mobile phones in the theatre. Which, as a side note, is a huge topic, and there are a lot of thoughts and opinions flying around about whether mobile phones or that kind of technology have any place in the theatre at all. Some shows are banning them outright, and in America especially, some places have taken to physically locking your phone away for the course of the show because they found that people can't be trusted, and there's genuinely a big problem with people illegally filming shows and sharing them online, as well as people just being inconsiderate and texting while the show's on. But at the other end of the scale, some shows are really working hard to acknowledge the fact that we currently have a generation of relatively new theatregoers whose default setting is to treat it like a concert and have some form of video or picture evidence saved on their phone. And Six is kind of at the forefront of this. So if you listen to the cast recording, you'll see that there are 9 songs, and it ends with that really lovely, upbeat song called Six, which I played earlier, the title song of the show, where all the queens come together and sing about how their perfect life would have gone instead. It's great. I really, really recommend it. But that's not how the show actually ends. In fact, there's a whole extra song that happens after the curtain call, the bouts, that is, that only exists, A, if you see the show live, and B, online, because you're allowed to film it. And it's probably my favourite moment in the entire show because, well, you know how much I love a mega mix on Showtime, and this last song combines all the Six Queens' big personal numbers and moulds them together into one brilliant song, ingeniously called the Mega Six. I just love it. And as I said, you're allowed to film it. There's literally a line written into the show that says, get your phones out, you're gonna wanna film this. But most importantly, get ready to dance. That's one for people who've seen it already. So the reason, if you haven't guessed it already, that I decided to talk about Six tonight is because you can still get your fill in these dark and worrying times by turning instead to YouTube and watching the Mega Six. You can see the original London cast, you can see the current touring cast, you can see the North American cast, you can see the Australian cast, you can see the Norwegian Cruise Line cast, which, not gonna lie, is one of my favourites. You can even see versions of the Mega Six that have been edited so that it features a particular alternate cast member as every single one of the queens in one go. It's just such fun, and I spend way too much of my time watching these videos, but it's the thing I've been obsessed with since seeing Six live. And yeah, I recognise it's not a full substitute for seeing the show live, but it'll definitely lift your spirits, it'll give you a flavour of the show, and hopefully it'll tide you over until theatres reopen and you do get the chance to see it. So I'm going to leave a few suggested links in the description if you want to follow them. But really, just head over to YouTube, search Mega Six, see where it takes you, and most importantly, get ready to dance. I'm definitely making it a thing. For now, I'll be back next Sunday at 6 with another spotlight on to keep you connected to the theatre world, even when the curtains are down. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.